The beatification is going to take place on the 13th of May at 11 o'clock in Gardiner Street Church. And it's the first ever beatification here in Ireland. Other beatifications of Irish saints or blessed would have taken place usually in Rome. So that's really important, and we're really delighted that that is happening here. And given that in a way he was a saint who stayed so much in the locality, if you think of it down in Clongowes College and around Kildare and all those environs, maybe cycling up to Dublin if he was called on to do so. But really he didn't travel that far and wide at all. People more came to him, but in that locality, going to the sick and the poor, it's lovely that it's taking place, and in Gardiner Street where his tomb is.
And if people want to go along, can anybody just turn up, or do you need a ticket?
Well, tickets have been issued. The tickets that were issued to people who were at the annual Mass in February. And there was a large crowd there, and they were asked to fill in forms if there was a beatification and if they wanted to come. So many, many, many people did fill in those forms, and all of those people have been accommodated with tickets for themselves and maybe their a family member who would bring them, because a lot of people are sick or elderly as well. So lots of tickets have been given out. So Jesuits are aware that on the day people might be disappointed that they wouldn't get in, because the church will fill up. Obviously there are people who had to be invited, like the family of Father John are coming over from England. People are coming, dignitaries are coming over from different bishops, people like that, and other people who have helped and assisted very much in the cause of Father John Sullivan, who are coming too. So the Jesuits have put up two marquees in the garden at the back of Gardiner Street, and that's hope to hold several hundred people, and the actual event will be live streamed out there, or also in Belvedere College. People are welcome to go there, and that will hold up to about another few hundred, 400 or 500. So people might be disappointed on the day if both the tents overflow and Belvedere College overflows. I'd say there's not much chance really of getting into the church at this stage, but it will also be live streamed on our Jesuit website, so people can sit in the comfort of their home. There will be commentary, and from 10:30 onwards they can watch the prior proceedings, in which Father Donal Neary will lead people in silence and in the novena and in reflection on Father John, and then at 11 o'clock the actual ceremony. And that will be, they'll be able to get that on www.jesuit.ie/beatification. And in fact, if anybody wants to look up and find out anything about what's happening, they can look up either on the FatherJohnSullivan.ie website, but or on www.jesuit.ie. We have a special banner, and there's loads of material, short biographies, long biographies, details of what's happening, a countdown to the live streaming, and they'd be able to sit at in the comfort of their own home at their computer and watch that. And RTE News Now have said they will also give a link to, on their news website, a link through to the actual live streaming. So we're hoping they will do that on the day, but you'll be, that's just a link through to our website. So it's not going to be broadcast on television or anything like that, but it will be on the internet.
Yeah, and I mean, has there been a lot of excitement about it? Are you getting a lot of calls, a lot of interest?
Absolutely. I mean, that's why we really wanted to make sure we had the two marquees and that we'd paid for the live streaming as well, because many, many people from around Ireland have a devotion to Father John, particularly around Kildare, some of the Dublin area, up the north in County Down and around there, but even further afield. So we really wanted that people that wouldn't be disappointed, that they could at least see this. And even if they can't see it live, we will also have videos afterwards that people can get their hands on. We have special key rings. There'll be a book, John Luby's book, to commemorate this on Father John. So there's been a real momentum. We have posters, the booklet of the Mass Day itself, the invitation that was sent out. They're all beautifully designed, and they're all designed to be a commemoration of a very special person who wouldn't like that this was all about him, and would truly like that this is about giving glory to a God who wants to heal people, who really cares about people and their suffering, who wants to be with them when they're sick or ill or dying, and wants to bring them peace And that's what Father John did. And I think that's what he would be pointing to, that kind of a goodness that is indicative of the love of God. And I remember one old woman is quoted in one of the books as saying, like, Father John did live a very austere life, you know, and he was always praying. The boys would often see him during the night. Obviously, he taught during the day and was on his bike visiting the sick and the poor. But he also would be praying for hours at night, and he never had a new pair of shoes, because every time the community in Clongowes gave him a pair of shoes, they were gone within 3 days, because he gave them away to somebody that needed them more. And even in his room, like, I visited his room in Clongowes, threadbare. He had nothing when he died. The cross that his mother gave him, and another cross. But the point is that kind of simplicity, he was, you know, hard on himself, but as this old woman said, but never hard on anybody else. He really was gentle and loving and kind. And so that what he did for himself resulted in a channeling of a really healing love of God for other people, particularly for people who were not special or, you know, high and mighty, the ordinary people of farmers and workers and the poor people of the whole area around Clongowes.
And of course, I mean, there's an extra dimension to him in that the Church of Ireland also feel like they have a certain amount of claim to him too.
Well, this is really important, and we're really delighted because, as well as it being the first ever beatification, also unprecedented is that Archbishop Michael Jackson, the Church of Ireland Bishop, will be in the sanctuary along with Archbishop Dermot Martin. The principal celebrant will be Cardinal Amato from Rome, but both archbishops will ask together the cardinal to beatify Father John. And I think that's a lovely gesture, because the Church of Ireland have been very supportive of the cause of Father John. Archbishop Michael Jackson has attended many of the annual masses, has spoken quite profoundly about him. And he was, for 35 years, one whole half of his life he was Anglican, and for the other half he was Roman Catholic. So he does bridge those two traditions, and he was formed in that faith as well. So it's really important, and we're delighted that on the day his family, who would be in the Anglican communion, are coming over from England. There's one or two people from Ireland who are family who are also coming. And then also from Patora Royal High in Scullin Enniskillen. There's a significant number of representatives there. That was his alma mater. And they will be coming down, welcome visitors and guests, and the students and representatives from there as well. So on our team, we also have the Church of Ireland Archbishop appointed Alan as a member of our team as well. And so we all work together. So he's on the organising committee. So there's just a real sense of this being a real celebration of a holy person, and denomination is not really the important thing. It's living a life as Christ would have wanted us to live it, and bringing about the reign of God as Jesus wanted it, and that's with a preferential look at the poor and sick.
And I mean, why Gardiner Street when he was so based in Clane and worked out of Clongowes?
Yeah, well, of course, after he died, he was buried in Clongowes. And there was such huge devotion, and I suppose it was thought to be a little bit maybe further out of the way. There was requests made, and eventually his body was transferred to the centre, more central place in town in Gardiner Street. But there is going to, I mean, the people of Clongowes, the people of Clane and all around there in County Kildare, I mean, they have such a devotion, and they have the priests there, Koch, the local community, they really promote Father John. So they're coming up in their buses. They were at that annual mass and they got their tickets, and they'll be there. But they're also the following week putting on a big Thanksgiving mass, at which thousands are going to attend without a doubt, and it'll be in the main gymnasium in Clongowes Wood College, and that will be a mass there of Thanksgiving, as they do have annual masses there, but this will be a special one for John Sullivan be made blessed. I was wondering myself, well, like, he's really a saint, you know, but we call him blessed. But what being beatified really means that it's like they're almost a saint in the local area. They can be called a really holy man in the locality, you know, in Ireland, but not in the wider universal. And then to become actually declared a saint, there'll need to be another miracle, not a new miracle, after being made blessed, associated with him, and then the universal church would proclaim him holy and therefore call him a saint. But I think for people in Ireland and for the people of County Kildare in particular, he really was the saint on a bicycle.